Okay, today's daf for the first day of Chanukah, Tavshin Ayin Ches, Shavuos daf Tes Vav, and what a geschmack it is to be learning Torah Shebaal Peh on Chanukah. As we know, as Rav Huttner and Or Gedaliahu explain, that Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh. In other words, Torah Shebichsav, it's out in the open. Anybody can get the Bible. They can go to Barnes & Noble and get it. But the Torah Shebaal Peh is that unique bris that exists only between Hashem and the Bnei Yisrael. Example, that's why Rav Huttner points out that sometimes when the Gemara has kind of a chesuri mechser of a halchi ketani, that certain phrases were purposely left out in order to ensure that there would be an accurate Masorah, that you couldn't get it right if you were just doing this on your own. And that's the celebration of our victory, that's the celebration of Chanukah, Ayin Sham V'Tim Sanachas in the Or Gedaliahu. Okay, two lines from the bottom on Yud Alamid Beis. Echad HaNichnas LaZorah. So we're talking about a person entered into the Azorah, so the same halacha would be if a person went into one of the additions that was made. As the daf today is going to talk about how they made additions and extended the boundaries. So minohani mili. So where do we know this from? Omarev shimi bar chia omar kro kichol shani mare oischa es tavnis hamishkan ves tavnis kolkelav vechein taasu. So the way that I show you the mishkan and all the kelim, so that's how you should do it. Vechein taasu lidoros. So Zach still. Those extra words of Lidoros tells that this is the way that you should do it in future generations. The top Rashi says, V'chein ta'asu, kro yiseiru l'midrash Lidoros. It's extra. Why did you have to add these last two words? Therefore, it's a drash to teach that the way it's going to be for all generations. Uvimei Moshe, it is happening with Moshe, dehu melech v'novi, right? So Moshe took the role of the melech and the navi, v'ochiv in Aaron, are also connected to Chanukah. Kohen Gadol, he was the Kohen Gadol. V'urim v'tumim v'shiva zekenim. Right, and you had this whole procession, as the Mishnah explained, that was necessary for that. Tosfos asks on this, right? Dibra maschil v'chein tasuk l'doros. So pirush bekuntres v'mei Moshe dehu melech v'navi v'ochiv Kohen Gadol v'urim v'tumim v'tema. So 1 second. Im came perakam Sanhedrin. V'hamodah Sanhedrin l'shvatim di'afinim imoshe v'mokam ayin aleph havakoi liboy nami melech v'novi. So when the Gemara said in the first parak, right, when it was talking about how the Sanhedrin was used for the shvatim, so they should have learned out that we needed also a melech and a novi. Right, another question. V'od afogav the Aaron haye bebinyan mishkan v'chein nishal beurim v'tumim lasois mishkan halakoydim shnis hachein Aaron aide hamiluim nase hamishkan. In other words, Aaron was there with this, so they didn't ask the urim v'tumim where they should build that. The mishkan was before Aaron became the coin. Right, that's that went up. So kushy rishona yesh letaris. No, we can answer up. Dehochi marbinon tefei mishum dechazi v'chein tasu. Now here we have an extra lima because it says v'chein tasu demashme to also the ribuye kol hanach. That includes all these extra things like the urim v'tumim. So therefore we have this opening. The intomer says toisus kelim nami deboy ayin alef. So for the kelim you should also need 71, right? Sanhedrin gedola. V'chiteima hakosuv toloim b'shirus. Okay, that's something coming up. The ain sarach ella shirus habasomach mashma de ilav osam. If I didn't have the phrase osam, havamina de boy mashicha v'avoida. V'im kein hashnechosuv osam the meute mashicha ein aleph miho lo nimai. So the fact that I have this now, the pasuk's only coming to be memait. The fact that I don't have to do a mashicha, I don't have to, what's it called, anoint them, but certainly I still should need Ayin Aleph, I still should need 71. Savi'i Shlom, Matosah says, no. The Osa Osam, the Pasuk of Osam comes, L'guli V'chein Tasu Lokoi Akelim. It's Megali to me that the Pasuk V'chein Tasu is not referring to the Kelim. V'lo Be'ina V'hen L'doros Dumya D'moshe. And therefore, for future generations, I'm not going to need them the way it was done in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, that's the Tosfos. Continues the Gemara. Mosif Rava. Rava asks the Kasha. Kol hakelim she'osam Moshe meshichosam mekadashton. So with all the kelim that Moshe made, so the meshicha, the anointing them with the shemen hamishcha, that's what made them kadosh. Mikan ve'elach. From here and onward, avodosam, using them in avodas, that was mechan choson. That's what made them. Rashi says, mikan ve'elach. last wide line, Kli Hadoros lo nimshechu. Right, for all future generations, they didn't do the Shemin HaMishcha, Ela Haschola Savodasam Mechanchin L'Kiddusha, V'Chinach Loshen Haschola. So the word Chinach means to start something, to put it on its path, which it's going to be in the future. That's the beautiful idea that appears in the beginning of the Piyazat and the Rebbe's Sefer Chovas HaTalmidim. So he talks about the Chinach that we're giving, we're trying to... In other words, he says, not every time you start a project, that's called chinuch. It's called a haschala, a beginning of something. But a chinuch, chanukah sabayis, chanukah samizbeach, chanukah, all these ideas means that a techila of something that's going to be taking its later purpose. So too with chinuch. We were mechanech our children, our talmidim, because we want them to go on that derech, right? Chanuch lenar, apidarko. So that it has to be a derech that's appropriate and unique for them, but that's the idea that here is that chinuch is a lashon of haschala. Okay, so now what's the question though? He says, "Va'amai, Rav is clear. Why do you have to do this? Name of v'chein tasu l'doros. Why don't you just use the same phrase v'chein tasu l'doros, and therefore you wouldn't have to do this whole procedure?" So Gemara says, "No, shiny hossam. It's different over there. Why?" To Omer Krozel, Pasuk says, "V'yim shachim v'yikadesh osam. You do the meshicha on them, and then that's what brings the kedusha." Also, b'meshicha v'lo l'doros b'meshicha. So the drasha goes like this: those had to be done for future generations. I'm saying those had to be done with meshicha, but future generations did not have to be done through meshicha. Ema, one second. Why don't you say osam b'meshicha l'doros o b'meshicha o b'voda? Okay, fine. You're right. Those were done for meshicha, but what does that necessarily preclude the future? Maybe you have two options. You have two different paths. You could do meshicha, or you could do a voda. So Omer of Papa, Omer Kral, the Pasuk says, Asher Yishar Subam Bakoidish, that you will use to serve Tola and Hakasu B'Sheiros. So the Pasuk makes it depending on the Sheiros that they were using. Rashi says, Tolos M'Sheiros, Midikothel Kra, from the fact that it repeated the phrase, Bilashone, Kle Hashares Asher Yisharsu. So why does it have to say two things? Kle Hashares Asher Yisharsu, Shenasu, Kle Shares Ayadei Sherus. They became a Kle through the actual using it of himself. That's what it was Makadish them. Hashta the Kosov Rachmana Asher Yisharsu Osam Lamli. Osam Lamli, I'm sorry, yeah. So since the Torah writes Asher Yisharsu, so what do I need Osam? Si'ilo kos of Rachmana Osam. So one second. If it hadn't been written Osam, Sahavamina Hani Hu Dimashicha, Lidoris Bimashicha Uvavoida. So I would have thought, no, you're right, these are done through Mashicha, but for all future generations, then it's done either through the Mashicha or it's through a voda. When the Pasuk says V'chein Tasu, Mi'at Rachmana Osam, it's a Mi'at, and therefore I'd learn out as follows. Osam Mashicha Velo Doris Mashicha. That I use them in Mashiach, but I don't use future generations for them to actually. So in the future, they would actually, what's it called? It would be done through their avodah. That's how the Rambam learns. The Rambam is in Kli HaMikdash. One second, let's find the Rambam. Kli HaMikdash. Beginning. Okay, so he says like this: Kol Kli in Perek Aleph Halach Yud Beis. Kol Kli Hamikdash Shalosu Moshe BeMidbar Lo Niskadshu El B'Mishichosam B'Shemen Hamishcha. That's how they became it. Shneamar VeYim Shachem VeYikadish Osam VeDover Ze Ein Enohig VeDoros. It doesn't apply for all generations. El HaKelim Kulam Kevan Shenish Tamshu BeHen BeMikdash BeMalachton Niskadshu. Through using them, that was their avoida was what made them kadosh. Shneamar Asher Yishar Subam BaKodesh B'Sheirus Heim Miskadoshin, and that is what Gemara is talking about over here. Okay, now the next part, the Mishnah talked about using the Shtei Todos, the two Korban Todos. A Toda is a subcategory of a Shlomim, right? However, it's different that a Shlomim has 2 days to be eaten and the night in between, whereas a Toda only has 1 day. Additionally, a Korban Toda has an additional 40 loaves that are brought with it. 30 of them are matzah and 10 of them are chametz. So you have more food to eat, but less time. So the Abarbanel explains that the way you're going to get all the food consumed is that you have to make a kiddush. It's a party. And at then you'll explain, why are you making this kiddush? Why are you having such a big feast over here? So he'll explain, Hashem took me through one of four situations, right? We know Arba Tzrich L'Chado. So the person who was a chole, a person who was sick, a person who went through a yam, a person who was yoitzim v'is asurim, a person who went through a midbar. So there's a beautiful idea about the Korban Pesach. The Maharal explains that through Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem put us through each one of these four situations, and Hashem took us out of each one of these four situations, meaning that God can save us from anything. What are the four? So he explains like this, like the Cholish Nisrapes, the fact that we didn't get hit with the Makos, that's Ki'i like we had a Refuah. The Yam is obvious, we have Yam Suf, the Midbar is obvious, and you have Yotzim Beis Asurim, so we got out of jail. I think the Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Beshalach said that an Eved never got out of Mitzrayim, and here the Klal Yisrael was taken out. So Hashem took us out of all those, and instead of bringing the classic Korban Toda, we bring the Korban Pesach, that this is like a super Korban Toda. It's like it takes all four cases when we bring the Korban Pesach of that. And with this, I think it's the Barbanel who explains a new pshat to say over this year for Manishtana. So Manishtana halelos emikol halelos. So every other night when we eat a korban toda, chometzu matzah, but halel hazeh kulo matzah. Tonight's korban toda is kulo matzah. There's no chometz over there. That's an idea to enhance the beauty of the korban pesach. Afal pichem, we get back to the Gemara is talking about b'shtei todos, the korban toda. So the Gemara says like this: Tana shtei todos sh'omru b'lachman v'lo b'vesoran. So when they eat the korbanos were eating the actual lechem and not the boser. Minahani mili, how do you know? So omra v'chizda omra krox. The pasuk says, Va'amida shtei todos gedolos v'sahaluchos liyamin me'al lachomas. And Nehemiah, when he was extending the being mekadesh in Yerushalayim, the walls, he says, I put two korbanos there, and we went right up against the wall. Samai gedolos, what does it mean? The big ones were there. Se'ilim, if you're going to tell me, mimin godol mamish, it really means the little big one. Se'neim aparim, so it should have said the parim, the actual baser. Why are you talking about bread? El gedolos b'minon, means the larger one of their type, which is here talking about the bread. Se'mi ika chashivuso kaimish maya. Does size really matter? In other words, does Hashem really care how big it is? V'hatanya ne'mar ba'olas behema. When talking about bringing a korban ola of a behema, which is a large animal, so there it says the phrase ishe reach nichoach, right? And ba'olas of by a bird, which is a much smaller amount of meat, be'ishe reach nichoach, right? It's also a korban that's pleasant to Hashem. Be'mincha in flower offering, which is even smaller than a bird, ishe reach nichoach. So it says all three of these expressions. It's pleasant to Hashem. Right? So Milami teaches the famous klal, She'echad hamarbe ve'echad hamamit. Whether you do a lot or a little, b'vad she'echavin es libo lo'oviv shebashamayim. That the whole point is that you have, your kavana is there. This is an important idea. Sometimes people who used to have a lot of time to learn, they were in kolel, they were in yeshiva, and then their schedule changes in life. Life situations change. They're no longer learning as much as they used to. They have a job now, and Baruch Hashem, they're supporting, they have a family, and they don't have much time to learn. So they have whatever it is. They have their kavias. They have an hour to learn, an hour in the morning, maybe an hour at night, but they're not certainly the same amount that it was. So this is a big chizik for those. If situations change, they have to always remind ourselves that it says, Echad hamarbe v'echad hamamit. Really, really, if a person can't learn as much as they used to, but as long as they are learning 60 minutes to the hour that they have, and their kavanah is l'shem shemayim, so then that creates a reach nichoach to Hashem. Continues the Gemara, Ela gedolah shebetoda. No, really, so you have to say that the large one is the large of the toda, umay nihu. So what's that? That's the chometz. The chometz is the bigger one. The Tanan, like we learn in the Mishnah in Menachos, hatoda haisa bo'a min chomesh se'in Yerushalmios. So it came from five of the Yushalmis, Shein Sheish Midbarios, was the same measurement as the Sheish of the six in the Midbarios saw. Shehein Shtei Ephos, which is two Ephas. Vaha Epha Shlish Shalosh Sin, it's three Sin. Esrim Isaron, it's tenth of an isar, asar l'chametz, asar l'matzah. Okay, so they use the same amount. Uva matzah shlosh minim, and by the matzah, they use the same amount both for the matzah and for the chametz. And yet, when it comes to the matzah, we really had three types: chalos, rikikin, ravucha. So you see from here that if they're using the same amount of flour, and you're baking 30 loaves versus 10, the 10 chametz were much larger. That's the raya here. So you see that it was three times the size, right? And that's the ones that were used when they were doing this whole procedure. Amarami bar chama ein hazor miskadeshes ele b'shiyare mincha. So it was made kadosh through the shiyare mincha. Rashi speaks out the bottom five lines where it's wide, shiyare mincha. Bechalos shel shiari mincha hanecheles lekohanim. So leftover ones that the kohanim, that they were then. And in other words, but not by the lach metoda, right? Semai taima. So what's the reason for this? Kirushalayim. It's compared to Yerushalayim. Ma Yerushalayim dover hanecha bo mekadesh. Just like by Yerushalayim, it's something that's eaten in it, is Mekadesh it. So afazora, so tibay zora, davar hanecha bo Mekadesh. So it's something that's eaten in it, which is the lach metoda. Otu lach metoda bazora milo misachle. One second, you don't eat the lach metoda in the azara, el Yerushalayim. Ma Yerushalayim dover hanechol bo v'yotzi v'menu nifsal. Just like by Yerushalayim, something's eaten in and you take it out, it becomes posel. Sa'af azara. So to in the azara, dover hanechol bo v'yotzi v'menu nifsal. So right. So it must be that it's the shari mincha, right? That can only eaten by a kohen, and that could only be eaten in the azara itself. So more one second. Ima lahalan chametz. If you're going to ask me, so I'll say no. That's chametz. Sa'af kan chametz. It's also me chametz. So one second, the tizbra, is that really logical? Minchas chametz mi'ika, is there really such a thing as a mincha made out of chametz, amid beis? V'chitema dimi de chametz lehu shirayim lemikdash behu. So yeah, they're right. Vaksiv, no. Lo se'ofe chametz chelkon. You can't use chametz for their chelik for their portion. To Amar Reish Lakish, afilu chelkam lo se'afe chametz. That even their part for the kohanim can't be made in chametz. There's a Rambam in Maisa Kabonos. Where is this Rambam? The Rambam says, easy way to remember it, 12:12. No, it's not 12:12. 12:14. Perek Yud Beis. Maisa Kabonos. Kol ha-menachos ha-krevos l'gabi mizbeach matzah. Everything that's brought on the mizbeach is matzah. V'chein shiar ha-menachos sha-oichlin ha-kohanim, that the kohanim would eat, afal pin shehein mutaron la-ochlan v'chol ma'achol u'bedvash, even though you're allowed to eat them with other foods and with honey, ein oichlin oichlin chometz. We don't eat them with chometz. Sh'ne'emar, that's our pasuk, lo se'ofe chometz chelkam. Afilu chelkam lo yachmitzu. Even their chelik shouldn't be made chometz. Vim hechmitz shiareha, and if it does, saloka, they get malchus for that. Hamachametz achar hamachametz chay. If it became chametz afterwards again, loikin al kol asiya va asiya shabo. So you get malchus on every single act that you do that causes it to become more chametzik. So therefore, you see that it can't be. So they want to ask the lama lo. One second, why can't you use the chametz? Use the shtei halechim to put on shavuos. No, the one says you can't. Right, but again, that's obviously chametz, right? And says no, you can't because mishum delo efshar. It's impossible. Now the Gemara goes to I think four or five different ways to under possibilities as to how it could be. But again, at the end of the day, when the dust settles, it's going to be impossible. Heichi na'avid. How could you do this? Nivneye me esmo v'nikadshe me esmo. You're going to build the addition to the base of Migdash, the Azara, on Erev Shavuos, and you're going to be Mekadish on Erev Shavuos. Shtei lechem b'shchitas kvasim hu dekadshe. No, because it only comes when you do the shchita of the korbanos. Rambam over here. Rambam is in Perek Yud Zayin of Psu and Mikdoshin. Rambam says, "Shnei kivsei atzeres ein mekadshin es alechem el v'shchita." Kitzad, how do you do this? Shachatam v'zorak damam v'machshaves shini Hashem lo kiddush alechem. So if you were you did the what's called you did the zrikas adam, right? But you had it in for a different intention when you did that. So then that lo kiddush alechem. Shachatan lishman v'zorak daman shloshman. If you shech with the right tag, but you did the zrika shloshman, halechem kaddish ve'ena kaddish. So it's kaddish ve'ena kaddish. Shachatan shalolishman. If you didn't do the right, is afal pi shezorak lishman. Even though the zrika was done correctly, lo kaddish halechem. It doesn't work. So the Gemara says, one second, I have a different tirutz then. Nivneye me esmo. So build the addition to the azara erev shavuos v'niskadshe, right? Ha'idna, and then you'd make it. On Yom Tov itself, that's when you'll make it Kaddush. No, but Inon Kiddush B'Shas Abinyon. It has to be Kaddush the time that you actually were completing the building. So another case, okay? V'Nivneye B'Yom Tov, V'Nekadshe B'Yom Tov. So do both. Build it on Yom Tov and make it be Mekadosh it on Yom Tov. Can't do that either. Ain't Binyan Hanikdash Doichi Yom Tov. No, you're not allowed to do Malacha to build it. It's not Doichi Yom Tov. Certain things we know are doiche yamta, but this is not one of them. Nishbeka lebaser hachi v'nivniye v'nikadshe. Okay, so one second. We'll leave over the shtei halechem until after yamtav. We're going to build the azara, the addition to it, on the day after yamtav, and then we're going to eat the two the two loaves. Then no, you can't because they've already become possible. Because if sulele belina became possible because you left it overnight. So the Gemara says, okay, another option. Nivniye memale yoima. I'm going to build it, right, on Erev Yantav. V'nishayir be purta. I'm going to leave over just a little bit left, right? And then as soon as Yom's over, then I'm going to finish it up. Da'ad dekodesh yoima la'alter nigmare v'nikadshe. So I'll wait, and then I'll finish it really quick, and then I'll bring it them. I'll do it before it becomes possible through Lina. No, sorry, you can't do that either because ain't binyan beis hamikdash belayla. You can't build a beis hamikdash at night. The Amar Abaye, Rashi says, minayin she'ain binyan beis hamikdash belayla. How do you know this? Shneimar uveyom. Uveyom hakim es hamishkan in the day. So the Rashi is like this, beyom makimo, belayla ain makimo. You can't build the mishkan at night, only during the day. Sehilkach, therefore, lo efshar. That's why it's impossible to be mekadesh the addition to the azara with the shtei halechem. It has to be done with shir hamincha. Okay, then the Mishnah was talking about the song, the shir that happened. It's interesting. Svarim bring down the brachos. If you arrange the first letters of the Torah, brachos into, you could spell the word toiv shir. The brachos bara Elokim, Hashem created a world, the toiv shir, the desires to sing. There's so much music in the universe. The Rambam in Hilchos Kli Mikdash talks about the orchestra that was present in the Beis HaMikdash. And now it goes through and talks about the song. Shir is the Sfasemes, is the osios of Yashar. A person sings when they feel as a Yashrus. Az Yashar. Okay. So says the Gemara, Bashir. Ton Rabbanim, we learned in a Braisa. Shir Shel Toda. So the song that they would sing when they were doing this whole progression. Bikinoros, they brought the certain types of harps. Unavolim, are types of musical, like a lyre. Uvetzilt Solim, types of cymbals. Al Kol Pina Vepina, on every single corner. Ve'al Kol Evan Gedola Shev Yushalayim, and all the large stones in Yushalayim. Ve'omer, and they said, Aromimcha Hashem Kili Soni. I lift you up. I'll praise you, Hashem. You lifted me up. V'shir shel pegoyim, v'yesh omrim shir shel negoyim. Some call this the shir. There's something else called the pegoyim, or it was also called the shir shel negoyim. I'm going to explain this one. Rashi says in Yonah Diyomah, right? Aromimcha Hashem, hu mizmor shir chanukas habayis. V'kach, therefore, omer oso. How appropriate it was. Bashir shel pegoyim yoshe b'seisa elyon l'fisha omer Moshe b'hakamas mishkan tziv v'yavarech osa Moshe ma berchon yehi ratzon shetishve shechina b'maase yedeichem v'hinom Hashem elokeinu aleinu v'hochi isa b'toras kohanim. Okay, so now perfect for Chanukah. Says the Gemara, man to omer d'negoyim, if you're saying this is called nega, like plague, d'chsi, v'nega lo yikrav b'halecha, because a nega, plague, won't come close to your tent. Man to omer pegoyim, the one who holds that it's pegoyim, like bad spirits. Dichsiv yipol besidcho elif, 1,000 are going to fall at your right side. Va'omer Yoshi b'seisa elyon b'tzel shakai yislonon ad ki atah Hashem machzi elyon samtem onecho. V'choizvam, they go back and say mizmor ledavid bevarcha mipnei avshalom b'no Hashem ma rabu tzorai ad laHashem haYeshua alam chavicha sechasela. So these are the selections from a Tehillim that were said when they were performing this whole ceremony. Rabbi Yoshua ben Lachish Amr lehu lahani kroy v'gonoi. So Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi used to say these psukim, but to protect himself before he would go to sleep. So the Gemara asks, Heichi Avid Hachi, how could he do that? For Amr Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, also lehisrapos b'divrei Torah. You're not allowed to heal yourself when it comes to divrei Torah. So he says, no, he wasn't healing himself, however, a little hog and shiny to protect oneself. That's different. Meaning he was trying to, so he was saying these psukim because there were mazikin that were going to, that's why it wasn't. It was like, it's being proactive versus being, healing yourself from them. This connects to what it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Pesach, in Tuf Pei Aleph. Sif Beis says the Mechaber, so after the Seder is over, one should learn and study, be osik in Hilchos Pesach until they're overcome by sleep. Says the Ramah, okay, so everything applies to the first night in Chutzlars, we have the second night as well. All we say on the Kriyas Shema is just Shema. Velo Shar Devarim Shekorim Bishar Halelos Kedei Lahogin. We don't say all those extra Kapitlach of Tehillim that we normally do in order to protect us. Ki Leil Shimurim Hu Min HaMazikin, because this is Leil Shimurim that we are protecting ourselves. The Mishmar adds Tzorech Levarich Birchas Hamapil. Right, you have to say Hamapil and Kriyas Shema because that is the thing. But we do this. We say Psukim all the time to protect us before going to sleep. So that's why it's not a problem. As the Gemara says, right? Lahogin is shiny, it's different. The Ela ki amr oser. So it said it's oser the ikamaka when you have a wound you're trying to heal. So the Gemara says, 1 second. E di ikamaka oser vasulo. That's it. All it is it's only oser to do this on a maka. Hatanan, we learned haloche shal hamaka. If you like do these types of incantations over a maka, ein uchelik lam haba. That's much stronger than just being osir, right? A cheeseburger is osir, but you still get a chelik in olam haba. Ha, the Idmar Allah, we said on this, Omer B'yochanan, Birokek Shon, we're talking about where there was spit. You're not allowed to mention Hashem's name in connection with Rakika, with spitting. It's like it's contempt. It's some sort of esoteric idea here by that. But that's the real part where you lose olam haba. So then the Mishnah went on and said, about this whole part of the ceremony, Beizin Mahalchin Mishtei Todos Achareihin. So the Beizin would march, and they had the two Todos behind them. Lememra, the Beizin Kaimei V'Toda Ozli. Does that mean to say that the Beizin was walking first in front of the Korban, the Lachmei Toda? V'aksiv, it says, V'yelech Achareihem V'Hoshaya V'chatzi Shar Yehuda. In Nehemiah, when it's talking about them, it says that we went along the wall, but after them went them. So Halchikomer, based in Mahalchin. Really, the based in walks first. How do you do that? Shtei Todos Mahalchos, based in Achareim. So really, the Todos go first, and then the based in follows them. So Ketz in Mahalchos. So how exactly did they go? How are they Mahalch? How do they walk? Rebbe Chiyav, Rebbe Shimon, Berebbe. It's Machloikis. Chad Omer ze keneged ze, the two loaves were going side by side. V'chad Omer, one holds ze zo acher zo, one behind the other. Man Omer ze keneged ze, one because they're going next to each other. It was hapnimis hach mi nimikarva lechoima. So the pnimis one was the one that was brought, was the one that was closer to the wall. Man Omer zo acher zo, one said afterwards, that pnimis hach nimikarva lebezdin. The pnimis, the inner one, again, it's hard to talk about inner if they're side by side, it makes sense. But if they're in a line, so which one earned it? That means the one's closer to the bezdin, that's what it was. Tanan, a pnimis necheles vachitzona nisrefes. So we have in a Mishnah that the inner one was eaten and the outer one was burned. Bishlem makes a lot of sense to say, Lamanda Omer zo acher zo. Okay. Amtu lehachi pnimis necheles. Right? That's why the pnimis, the inner one, was eaten. Mishum do osil chitzona kame v'kitshala. That because the outer one was the one that's going to be mekadeshit. Right? Read that. Yeah. Right, Mishum da'osir chitzona kamim v'kitshula. El l'man da'omer zok negezo, if it's one next to each other, tarvaihu b'hari hadad eka mekadshe. So they're both being mekadshe at this additional part at the same time. So why is the inner one going to be eaten, the outer one's going to be burned? So l'tameich, but according to your reasoning, again, the way Rabbi Sabalovsky always explains, l'tameich means you have a kash on me, but the same question you're asking me right back at you. The same question could be asked on your shita. L'man da'omer zo achar zo, the one who says one after the other, chad ami mekadsha, right? Does one really by itself be mekadishit? V'ha kol shalo nasis b'chol eila tanan. We learned later on that shalo nasis b'chol eila, all these tanan. V'afi l'man da'omer ba'achas mikol eila, even one of these, that's going to be in tomorrow's daf, hani tarvayhu chad amitzvahi. It's all, these two parts is all one chelik of the whole ceremony. So how do you understand it? So Elo Omer of Yochanan, he says like this, Al pinavi necheles, v'al pinavi nisrefes. It's based on the ruling of a Navi, which one gets eaten, and the Navi as to which one it's going to be burned. The Rambam in Beis of Achira, on Perek Vav, the Rambam says, "V'keitzad mosifin al ha'ir." How do you add on to the you extend the city? So oisin based in shtei todos v'lochin lechem chomit shebehem. Right, you take them and you bring them. V'holchin based in acher shtei todos. The based in follows after them. Shtei todos zo acher zo. One goes after the other. V'omdin v'chinoros. They have their musical instruments in the volim. V'chatziltzol. Al kol pino pino. V'al kol evin gedola shviyushalayim. V'omer reads the psukim. Aramimcha Hashem kidli soni ad shemagin lesoif hamakom shemakadshin oso. Look at place. Va'omdin sham va'ochlin sham lechem toda achas mishteya todos va'shnian yisrefes al pi hanavi sorfin es zo va'ochlin es zo. So the Navi tells them which to do. So what was it? Who were the Nevi'im when they did this with Nehemiah? So the Nevi'im were Haggai, Zechari, and Malachi. And they were the ones who gave the Eitzah to Nehemiah as to what was the proper way to act. Okay? Wishing everyone a Freilich in Chanukah.